can't get away with the fact that there are now over 3,000 Islamic mosques in the United States. And the UK and Europe are full of them. The mosques are doing something. They're either contributing to those who go there by telling them, do not act this way, do not murder innocent people, do not attack, or they are doing just the opposite. Tell us from your experience, what is the role of the mosque in jihadism?
Well, for starters, we have to understand the language of Islam. When they say, do not murder innocent people, they may say that, and the Quran may say that. It does say that in one place, in fact. But to the Islamic mindset, anyone who's not Muslim is not innocent. So they're right there. You know, that's why they can say we're against terrorism as well. Because killing an infidel is not seen as terrorism. These are soldiers of Allah doing what is commanded of them in the Quran and following the example of their prophet Muhammad, and what is written about him in the Hadith, so this is a world of peace for them. You have two worlds in the Islamic mind, the house of war and the house of peace. If you're in the non-Islamic world, you're in the house of war. And so these we have to ask them to define their terms, and even then we're subject to lies because they will say different things to different people in a form of taqiyya, which the Quran allows, lying by Muslims if it is to advance Islam or to protect Muslims. And if you're a small minority in a country like the United States, you have to be careful about what you say, right? And so you're allowed to lie. And so we sit down with these Muslim leaders and we make nice with them, believing everything they tell us and lapping it up, and it's all a bunch of lies.